Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Students in Northumberland County are getting a boost to their nutrition programs as Cameco is donating $5,000 to the Northumberland Food for Thought. The funds will be used to help purchase food for either a meal program or light snacks at participating schools. Beth Kalisnik, Peterborough Child and Family Services Community Development Coordinator, says this program helps improve student learning outcomes.
For many years now, Cameco has donated to Northumberland County Schools to support their student nutrition programs. This is an amazing partnership, and we are so grateful for their support. Northumberland Food for Thought is a steering committee that helps to support student nutrition programs in Northumberland County, and I sit on the steering committee. So when we raise funds for schools, what we do is we try to help them with any infrastructure purchases that they might need to make in terms of perhaps they need a new refrigerator or an appliance or equipment. So we help them that way, but we also help them in terms of trying to boost their ability to purchase healthy food for their program. So for instance, there's an online store where the schools often shop to buy food for their programs. And what we would do with funding from Cameco is provide a discount at that online store. So this funding reaches all of the schools because basically all of them do some of their purchasing at the online store, and it helps to reduce the cost, which in the end benefits their programs and helps them purchase healthy food for the students. And it's just, it has an amazing reach in terms of supporting these programs. So yes, again, we are so grateful for the funding. And it has been going on for a number of years now. We're very, very fortunate.
Okay, Beth, so let's just discuss what the student nutrition program is. And some people may not be aware of it, but what does it do and how far does it reach?
Sure. So in Northumberland County, there are 40 education sites. So basically all of the schools that are publicly funded in Northumberland County have a student nutrition program. Some of them have one or maybe two programs. Some may have a breakfast and a snack program. And the school decides, you know, how to run that program and how it will best meet the needs of the school. So it's each school runs them a little bit differently. And that depends on how many volunteers they have or if they're using school staff. But there could be a program that's a sit-down program, as sort of a traditional children gather together maybe in a gymnasium and they actually have a sit-down breakfast program. Could also be a bin program where schools prepare bins that go out to the classrooms, and then students will help themselves to the food that's in the bin during class, before class, whenever it's convenient, or whenever the teacher provides that opportunity. Or they're also grab-and-go programs. So these are programs that are often used at high school or large schools, where students will be passing by a central point like the foyer or outside of student services, and they'll set up a table and they'll provide food that students can just take as they're passing by in their busy days. So maybe there's a wrap available for them or a breakfast sandwich, or maybe it's yogurt and apple slices, just whatever the program can provide for that day. So there are a variety of different models that schools use, and it's really based on the school capacity and what they can offer.
So then what positive benefits have you seen come or derive from this program?
Oh my goodness, the benefits are far-reaching, of course. When you're providing students with a healthy start to their day, then you're improving health and you're improving learning outcomes. It's also a wonderful opportunity for students to gather and just share a meal together or share a moment together. And it becomes intergenerational as well, those benefits, because often the volunteers, you know, they may have students at the school or they may have grandchildren at the school. So there's a lot of intergenerational connection that happens there. And it's, you know, it is helping to reduce hunger as well, and just improve overall health. So really far-reaching. Teachers often note that classroom performance is much better, of course, when a student isn't focused on a hungry tummy and they're, you know, sustained through their studies through nutrition.
No, that's wonderful. So how would I be able to donate? If the general public, you know, when they hear this interview, they say, well, maybe I want to get involved. How can I donate to that program?
Oh, absolutely. So at the local level, you can go to northumberlandfoodforthought.ca, and there is a donate now button there, or there's a contact us button, and you can reach out and just ask how you can help, or where there might be a need in your area. So it's donations are welcome, and that's a wonderful way to support these programs. We also, you know, through volunteers, schools are often looking for volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering, please reach out to us or reach out to a local school and then just say, you know, I've heard about these programs. I would like to help support in whatever way I can. And then they can place you in an area or where they have a need. And, you know, and then it could meet your own needs as well. And it's a wonderful way to get back to the community and support schools and students.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.